and W252DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Federal agents have searched President Biden's home, uncovering more classified records, according to lawyers for the president. Biden's lawyers say the agents were voluntarily let into Biden's Delaware home. It adds to classified records that were earlier found within his home, garage, and at a former office in Washington, D.C. U.S. officials now estimate that more than 150,000 Russian soldiers have been killed or wounded in the 11 months since the war in Ukraine began. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley.
This is a very, very bloody war, and there's significant casualties on both sides.
Many of the casualties have occurred in the frontline city of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine. As the U.S. has reached its debt ceiling, Congress still has yet to agree on a plan to avoid default. Republicans want to see spending cuts, while Democrats want to raise the debt limit. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen telling the Associated Press that she expects Congress will eventually reach a deal to raise the debt ceiling. This is ABC News. Five first responders have pleaded not guilty to charges stemming from the death of Elijah McClain, who died while in police custody in 2019. The three officers and two paramedics were arraigned on Friday on charges of manslaughter and others.
All five pleading not guilty to 32 counts in total. They were indicted in the fall after an amended autopsy changed the 23-year-old's cause of death from undetermined to complications of ketamine administration following forcible restraint. The coroner saying the dosage was too high for his weight, resulting in an overdose. His death sparking nationwide protests and several changes to Colorado state laws surrounding police use of force and the administration of ketamine.
That's ABC's Rena Roy reporting. Recovery continues for Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin, who went into cardiac arrest during a game on January 2nd. A rep for Hamlin says he's continuing to recover at home, but still requires oxygen and is having his heart regularly monitored. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile when you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Morning.
and tired and bare to the bone. A drifting stranger left out alone. A mind that's racing, a body that's stalled. Paint myself into a corner in a room with no walls. Ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh. Looking for breakfast. Cupboards are bare. Looking for comfort, but there's nobody there. Thinking and waiting, thoughts of the past. At least I got memories, I hope and pray they will.
A battle between the Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Iftikhar there, and some new music from them. That was End of the Road, Build Me Up. That was Build Me Up, and then before that, we heard End of the Road. Now we're on track. I got everything figured out now. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. It's Saturday night, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Happy to have you all along here with us on the Civic Media Radio Network. Dude, Blame It on Kane, that was an amazing half hour right there. I enjoyed that.
They were a lot of fun, Jimmy.
They really were. And their new album, EP, is out right now. You can grab it. All the information is on their Facebook page. Blame It on Kane. It's pretty cool. I hear another voice in the background. Is Terry here? Should I turn on Terry's
I think you
mic?
Should turn her microphone on.
Ah! Yeah, I'm here. I talked with them out in the parking lot, and I got to listen to a little bit of the set as I was driving over here. You guys, that was really, really fun to listen to.
It was good, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they're true. And what nice, nice people. Oh, my gosh. Way to go. Way to go to them. And coming from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How you doing, Terry Barr?
I am good. And so I went with a friend to the Van Gogh exhibit.
Fancy.
Really cool.
How was it?
Really cool. A little trippy, too. So you guys.
A little psychedelic,
A little bit. You sit down on the floor, and it just kind of happens all around you. And we decided the only thing that would have been even crazier if they were doing this in 3D. It's wild.
Oh, so it was like a projection show.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
On all the walls, on the floor, and the ceiling.
Where was this held?
This is over at Greenway Station. I think my friend said it used to be the DSW shoe store. And now that's an art space.
No kidding.
They made it an art space. But, you know, of course we joked. I said, get early tickets if we're going to go do this. And she calls me and she's like, I have tickets at 5:30. I'm like, oh, honey. And you can't say no then. So.
Yeah, right.
But it was great. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting me still come in the door.
Oh, we're glad you're here.
You're just in time because After August is going to be here after 9 o'clock. Greg and Bob are coming in. We're going to track through their new CD. Super excited.
Is it true they were in the Getaway Drivers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that something? And all of a sudden they just said, we're done.
Yeah.
We don't want to be the Getaway Drivers anymore.
They pulled the plug on it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hear the whole story, I'm sure.
Oh, it's going to be a good story.
Coming up after 9 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
You know, something else I want to bring up here. The Whammies, right now, they are active. What is that? The Wisconsin Association?
No, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry.
Industry. Yeah, nominations are open right now. I guess you can go there to whammy.org, WAMI.org, to nominate bands. It's much like the Mamas.
Huh, okay.
Rocker, you knew a little bit about the Whammies. Is there a charity behind it? Or
It's a nonprofit. I was on the board back in 2004.
Of course
Wisconsin
you were.
Area Music Industry. Right. You know, we were looking at how the awards are given away, how the nomination process was working at the time. So they do a lot of things similar to Mamas. In fact, I think the Mamas are, you know, more modeled after the Whammy than anything, really, you know. And Whammy was, you know, they are Wisconsin, but I think they were seen, at least for many years, I mean, they've been around for at least 30 years, as a Milwaukee entity. And they've always tried to grow outside of Milwaukee, but I think the rest of the state has always kind of seen them more as Milwaukee. But they do represent the entire state, I guess, at some point, giving away awards in the different zones. And then the Mamas came, and, you know, so we have a couple of them here in Wisconsin.
I think the Fox Valley has some sort of award ceremony too, if I'm not mistaken. I would have to research that. I think I saw Appleton had something.
And the Rockford has the Rammies.
The Rammies, right.
Of course it does.
Well, whatever the case is, I mean, when opportunity knocks, answer the door. If you're in a band and you want to get your music out to the masses.
And yes, you do.
And of course you do. Of course, send us your music here to maxincradio@gmail.com. But get a hold of the Whammies. Get your music in. Get your fans excited to vote for you.
Yes, from all over Wisconsin. Let's represent.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, we got music coming up. I've got some new Amelia Ford. She's going to Nashville. She was on the show.
Yeah, that's right.
A couple, what was it, last week, I think we had a
show. No, a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, I was here. Yep.
Fro, that's who we're going to play sooner and later. And he was on the show last week.
Okay.
He's from New York City. He's pretty cool. Right now, though, I love this song just because it kind of makes me want to dance a little bit. I don't know. Jimmy K dancing? Wait, what?
Oh! We have proof that it really happens.
It's wolves and sheep, love and hate.
Oh, this is a good song.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Love me.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Radio for the people.
How do you make it? This is Lindsay from Sexy Esther, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Sexy Esther there and Pin Up from that self-titled CD from 2014, I believe, without looking. Emilio, yeah, 2014. It was a long time ago.
Wow.
I hope Sexy Esther comes out with some new music soon.
Me too.
I really, really
I second that.
Amelia Ford, before that, in her song Outlaw Out Loud, she has a show coming up as soon as I get it in front of me. What did live radio Terry Barr?
I know, I always live say it is Terry live Barr. Radio, everyone,
it is.
Indeed, yes.
Amelia Ford is playing at the Hop Yard in Appleton on Sunday, January 29th, and I wish I could go see Amelia.
She's outstanding.
Well, Jimmy, I think we'll be in Green Bay soon.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
We're broadcasting, we're on the air there. Rocker's really excited about Green Bay. He's picturing rock stardom in Green Bay.
Why not?
Green Bay, we're
Why
coming for you.
Not?
I'm in you. I'm in you.
Oh, whoa.
All right, then.
Nobody heard of Frank Zappa? Come on now.
Oh, boy.
That's great. All okay. right. Coming up, After August is coming in. Terry.
Yes.
You're responsible for After August.
I am. I'm so excited about this.
I know about the getaway drivers,
yes.
of course. So
yes.
I'm super excited to learn about After August. It's a brand new project that they've been working on. And we're going to meet Greg and Bob here in a moment, and we're going to spill the beans.
Yes.
For you.
Why they went from the getaway drivers to something else.
Right.
Something new, something different.
Terry, you have
yes.
some bar notes for us. We'll get into, we'll do them later, but if you want to tease it a little bit.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. A big, big name coming to Harley Fest in Milwaukee. You know, why do I end up always having like sad news too? A venue that we have enjoyed as a music location, some changes there, and a big move for a Green Bay duo. All okay, right. That's that, enough.
That's all coming up in Bar Notes, along with Fro is next on Max Inc. Radio.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Federal agents have searched President Biden's home, uncovering more classified records, according to lawyers for the president. Biden's lawyers say the agents were voluntarily let into Biden's Delaware home. It adds to classified records that were earlier found within his home, garage, and at a former office in Washington, D.C. U.S. officials now estimate that more than 150,000 Russian soldiers have been killed or wounded in the 11 months since the war in Ukraine began. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley.
This is a very, very bloody war, and there's significant casualties on both sides.
Many of the casualties have occurred in the frontline city of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine. As the U.S. has reached its debt ceiling, Congress still has yet to agree on a plan to avoid default. Republicans want to see spending cuts, while Democrats want to raise the debt limit. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen telling the Associated Press that she expects Congress will eventually reach a deal to raise the debt ceiling. This is ABC News.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media Network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bach Day.
It is. It
Yeesh.
Is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind a Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music. That is Fro. He's from New York, and he moved to Madison. That's kind of in reverse of what most people do. Most people move from Madison to New York, right. But not Fro, but it's our win. Because
we are lucky, yes. Yeah,
he has a show coming up at the Rooster. And Rocker, he was in last week, and there's an archive. You can hear the interview last week. He spilled all the beans and gave us all the info. Really cool guy, too.
Awesome. Harold Davis, that's his name. Nice. Harold Fro Davis. Yeah, he came out from New York City, and he loved Madison because, you know, you don't necessarily need a vehicle. You got public transportation.
How about
you
that?
Can make it around this city, make it to all the cool places. Mm-hmm. Or if you're over on Willie Street there where I think he's over on the east side, you can walk everywhere.
Yeah, you can. Madison Metro is good, but you can walk.
We wish him much happiness and much music while he's here. That's awesome.
Great guitar player right now. He's focusing a little on solo stuff, but I asked him, hey, by summer, you going to have a band together?
Gee.
Put the pressure on him.
Yeah, come on,
summer
man.
Festival time.
GBK, Rocker, Terry Barr, broadcasting statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello, everyone.
First night, I understand, in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Welcome to all of you. Appreciate you. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Civic Media is really growing. We got a lot of great shows on this network of stations all over the state, and we want to celebrate, so we're doing the $1 million advertising giveaway.
$1 million
in advertising.
$1 million.
This is your chance to work with Civic Media and the really cool sales staff here to custom make an advertising campaign promoting your business. And the best part about this giveaway, you could do that for free.
Yes.
Now, there's an application date of only Thursday, January 26th.
That's coming up.
It is. You could go to civicmedia.us/million and fill out the little entry form. You'll get a reminder on Thursday, the 26th, to fill out the application. We only have $1 million of advertising to get away. So once it's gone, you know, Terry?
Yeah, yep. And they're giving it away in chunks of anywhere from $5,000 for an ad campaign up to $20,000.
That could be huge.
That could be amazing.
Tell me what small business that could not use that bump.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Yeah.
We're all small business owners here. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could do it, but, you know, I'm doing this show instead.
The old Kellogg's cereal rule.
Yeah, right.
If your parents work for Kellogg's, you can't sign up for this free giveaway.
Oh, brutal.
Imagine all the sad faces on those kids.
Oh.
But when you go to civicmedia.us/million, make sure you tell them Max Inc. Radio sent you
please.
There and you support local music.
Mm-hmm.
That's always happy. And plus, make sure you check out all the terms and conditions. It's the $1 million advertising giveaway.
Million.
Right here on Civic Media. Terry, you got some bar notes for us.
I do. Brr. Here we go. Okay. Harley Fest. Always a big deal. But this year they're celebrating a big anniversary in Milwaukee at the Harley Museum. Details are still coming out, but a little birdie told me, guess who they're going to have as their headliner?
You already found out.
I did. Do you know?
No, I don't.
Is it public knowledge?
I'm waiting to find out for you.
Are you breaking the news here?
I am breaking it right here.
Yeah, we're hearing
you guys,
it for the
this
first
is
time.
Bananas. It's the Foo Fighters.
What?
Yeah. And they don't even have a new drummer yet, sadly.
Wow.
Can we get Dave Grohl to come in for an interview?
Let's work on it. I mean, he's going to be in Milwaukee.
I mean, come on. We're Max Inc. here.
I know.
We're and Terry Barr
we're
and
statewide
Rocker.
And
Terry
statewide.
Obviously has some spies in the right places out there.
Come on, Dave Grohl.
Okay, so that's really, really cool, and more details are about to be announced. Let's see. Have you heard about this? The Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In Joliet on Main Street, cutest little old Main Street. They kept an old building. I know it's not Wisconsin, but it's almost Wisconsin because
close
we talk
enough.
About Cheap Trick, Rockford all the time. Yeah. Of course, Rick Nielsen, guitar player from Cheap Trick, was there to turn on the lights and open up this new Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It looks super, super cool. Look them up online because they've got... I don't know where they've been keeping it, but they have so much old history about musicians from Illinois, and in particular, Rockford and Chicago.
Plus, you can say hi to Julia Jake.
all right, you got me on that one. Woo! Who's Julia Jake?
The Blues Brothers.
Oh, for goodness sakes. I wasn't even thinking about that. Okay, you got me.
Jake
Good
and Elwood.
One. good one on that. Okay, sad news. But I have heard that some employees might be stepping in. Funk's Pub in Madison, basically Fitchburg. You know, COVID, and then they bought the space next door and remodeled it. We've all gone to shows there since. It's a great space, but the Funks just put up a post saying, we can't make it. We just can't make it.
Jeff's a hell of a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
You know, I was telling Terry offline here that when Jeff, you know, right when he was building, the venue part is when the lockdowns came. And when they're giving aid to live music venues, you may have heard that live music venues were getting help back during the lockdowns. He wasn't eligible because he couldn't show like how many tickets he had sold in the previous year because it was a brand new venue.
Brand new,
spanking new. He had to close. It was never even opened. It was closed for a year. But yeah, it's kind of, you know, one of those stories about somebody who got, you know, kind fell through the holes.
Exactly. He has some people running it. They may try to take it beyond just running it. But if you love Funks, you can go there this weekend. They still have a very limited food menu. And get this. I mean, this is how much people like Funks, the family, and Jeff. Everybody who's working this weekend is working for free.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? So if you can stop at Funks, do it this weekend.
Funks Pub.
Yeah. Okay, 7,000 Apart, a band we introduced you to last summer. I had the chance to interview them from Green Bay. The young lady, part of this duo, I guess I should qualify this by saying the gentleman is from Green Bay. She's from Sweden. They have moved back to Sweden. And they are killing their music career out there. They are doing amazing. They just put up a video. Again, 7,000 apart, as in 7,000 apart. They put up a music video, how to make money in the music industry, and how we made $60,000 last year.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and they're giving away all they know for free. And they're like 22, 25 years old, you know?
Wow.
They're doing something right, yeah. That's,
that's an amazing story.
Isn't that terrific? So yeah, check them out. The music is great. We are going to leave Bar Notes with 7,000 Apart.
My daddy said people fall out of love too easy. He said that right before he left my mom. He said there are a million possibilities in life to try, but me getting back with her isn't one. I could scream from the mountainside till stars fall down from the sky. Scream over the oceans and still doubt belong together. Will I be strong enough to stand with you? Strong enough to pull through the hard times, the hard times. Always waiting for that implosion. I didn't believe there was one person. That love is simple. That loving isn't hard to do at all. She said there's only one possibility when you found your angel. Don't let go, keep holding. I didn't believe there was one person to love through all the hard times, the hard times. I didn't believe until I found you. You. It's been 7 years. We've been
with you. Strong enough to pull through the hard times, the hard times. I did it, babe. I'll be strong enough to stand with you.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
Well, I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250CV Green Bay.